Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Episode 21. Fifan, it's here. Happy Monday. Happy weekend, I hope you had. I hope everything was funky. I hope everyone was brilliant. I hope if it wasn't your wedding, if it wasn't your birthday, actually, if it was your wedding and you're in Sfaria and you're getting married in this weather, herregud, you don't like much romance. I wonder if people do. Do people get married like now when it's just cold and you got to wear like overalls and gloves with your dress? I've never cross-dressed, never tried it. Don't have a problem with anybody that does. Just wondering. So I, my son actually said this morning, can we just move somewhere warm? Which was a bit awkward, you know, because he was inside and he was still cold. But I think he was kind of doing that thing of looking out the window and just seeing the slask, the ice, the snow, the despair, the depression, the darkness, the hatred of yourself. No, but I think Swedes cope, you know. I think you guys are very good at it, you know. You don't care, do you? It just happens. Just a load of white shit falls from the snow, from the sky, and just gets colder. Just means you're going to lose a glove. That's what Swedes seem to do, is lose a glove in random places. And what they then do is if the other person, I know there's another person involved, if they find the glove, what they do is they then just put it on like a park bench or a stick on a branch of a tree. So when you're walking along, it does feel like that's a proper hand and it's going to try and grab you, grope you even. So okay, Frank, my son, who's sick. Come and say hello, Frank.
Hello.
Are you sick?
Yes.
Are you sick of the cold weather?
No.
You just said you were.
But, no.
Don't you want to live in the warm?
Yes.
Where would you like to live?
In New Zealand.
In New Zealand. Tack så mycket. That was the first ever time that Frank Pitcher has been on the podcast. That is a world premiere, world first. And now he is not feeling well, but he will recover. He will be better. He will be happier. Won't you, Frank? See, there we go. And can speak both languages as well, can't you, Frank?
Yes, I can. Hello, mister.
Hello, mister. Yes. And in Svensk?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. A lot more than I can do. Your father of a few more years can struggle with the languages. But, right then, what are you doing, buddy? I said I just needed a bit of time to record this for people to listen to.
Okay.
Right. So there we go. A little domestic situation there. And but it's okay. It's okay. Things are good. Things are under control. Stressful because I don't edit this podcast. So if there's any interruptions, like say an attack. Maybe a squirrel runs in or something like that and throws snow at me, I will continue. That's how much I love, actually, I do love doing the podcast. Where have I been? I went to Sundsvall on Saturday. It was my first kind of club gig. I did a warm-up gig on the Wednesday, but yeah, it was the first one I've done. Big crowd. It was at a casino. I went to the casino, very, very full-on security, you know. People taking their jobs quite seriously, you know, probably too seriously, because they sort of had the poster of me on the wall. And what do you want to say, Frank?
But it's one thing wondering what all of what you are saying I can't understand.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now go upstairs, please, sir. And I will be up there within minutes. There we go. A bit of picture parenting in a Downton Abbey kind of way. For thy move thy body upstairs, for thy quarters do not support what you feel. But that's like, if you haven't got a child, that's what a child is like. They are loving and just sort of around your foot at all times. Almost like a blister on your shoe. So, but a wonderful little boy. Wonderful little boy. And let's hope he hasn't listened to that bit, because that might haunt him forever. And I've just noticed that the reason why he's probably cold, slightly knack and fees. So I went to Sundsvall, and it's in a casino, the gig. I went with Noor El Rafai, who's brilliant, and Isaac Janssen, who's great. Go and catch them. They're both going out on tour. Both very different comedians, both very funny. So Isaac Janssen, Noor El Rafai, brilliant. And so we went there, and then you get there and they say, "Oh no, you can't go through this entrance." And I'm like, but I just, and I had to do a little interview beforehand, but they were not having any of it, you know. So it's like proper security. And all I can think of when I'm in those kind of situations is, I'd love to rob this place, you know? Do you ever get those times when, I mean, who doesn't want to do a bank robbery? Hands up. No, not literally hands up. That's like a dad joke, isn't it? Who wants to do a bank robbery? Hands up. No, I mean, hands up. I think that's quite a good joke. Maybe I'll put that on Twitter. That's a Twitter joke, isn't it? I have a certain amount of style of jokes that I can't really do, you know? So I think that's one of them. That's a classic dad joke. You can only reproduce before you can make those. But yeah, went to Sundsvall and did the gig. Very lively audience, you know. The audience were kind of doing that kind of what do you say, like. But they were doing the heckling without wanting really to be understood. Does that make any sense? They kind of were like, "Hey, nah," like that. Then you go, "What did you say?" Nay, I didn't say anything. What did you say? You know, so it was almost like they were heckling the show whilst walking past the venue, like a drive-by heckle, you know. Which a bizarre heckles, to be honest, because for me, I love a heckle. I love it, you know. I love it when people get involved. I think it's brilliant. I think it moves the show on. I think it gives a unique part of the show. But if you can't understand it, you know, when people kind of do that kind of, and you don't know what's going on, it's quite strange. And also, if they heckle in Svensk, I find it, I have to then translate most of the time. What normally happens in Sverige is someone will heckle, then I won't understand. I will try to understand. I won't pretend I'm not understanding. I genuinely won't be able to understand. And then someone else, like the team leader of the group, often the more drunk one, will then get involved, like, "Hey, hang on, stop right there, Leffe. He doesn't understand you. We don't either, but here we go." Or they'll have a nickname, like Rafi, or you know, White Fingers or, you know, stuff like that, like the Swedish nickname. And then they'll say it, and then nobody will understand it because they're too drunk. They've been drinking since 1973. But it was good fun. It was good fun. I checked the place out for robbery opportunities. I'd like to rob it, but not in a, this sounds a bit lame, but not in a kind of aggressive way. Kind of in a really peaceful kind of, hey, nobody gets hurt kind of way. You know, those kind of nice things. Just, I'm all about the money. I'm in it for the money. I'm in it for the money. That would be, I'm telling you now so you'd know it's me, but that would be how I'd get people's attention. I would infiltrate the sound system, and then I would play the money, all about the money, okay?
But you help me with something.
What do you need help with?
I don't know. What if I should cut it out or not?
Should cut it out. Okay. Can you just let me just do this? And I promise I'll be back. I'll bring it here and I'll do it. And I cut it. This is live. This is live podcasting, live parenting. You're seeing picture in full action here where he just got asked to do something and I just can't pause this. So when I do it, it takes me so long to sort out. We'll have to do that, Frank. That is a sword, a pirate sword. Okay, so that needs a bit of work. Okay, so we can't do that right now, but what you could do is do these stickers or these stencil things. Get another bit of paper and do stencils. There we go. Perfect. This is brilliant. Now, if you've ever been on a plane, ever been on an airplane, and there's that child that doesn't stop crying, well, this is like with the pod at the moment, but this child, he's not crying. He's just the dude. He just goes in. He's got no worries, this guy. No worries at all. Have you, Frank?
No, I don't.
Exactly. Doesn't care. If he's going to interrupt, he'll interrupt. So, bra to you. This is a special Monday pod with a sick child who's recovering. He's still fine. I think he's trying to get a day off. Aren't you, mate?
Yes.
Exactly. Right. Took a day off. That's what he's done. He's booked it. But all is good. All is good. So that'll be the music I play. We'll be like, money, all about the money. And I'll come in. There'll be no guns involved. It'll be more kind of maybe tickles or something. It has to be like a headlock or something that you used to do, like a wedgie. That's what I'll do. A wedgie. Ironically, wedge is a slang for money, isn't it? So I will go in and I'll pull the trousers up. But there was a lot of, you know, people who thought at the casino they were defending Jay-Z, basically. They were kind of gangster seriousness about it. And I just, you want to go up to those people and go, hey, just chill. I think everyone will have a fun, more better night if you just chill out, okay? And they did not. So did the show and then went out to a bar called Raw. Quite cool as well. I think Noor has fame. She has fame. She's quite well known. So a lot of people doing that Swedish kind of rubber necking of seeing someone but not going up to them or not saying anything. And I love it when people come up to me and say things. Did that sound desperate? No, I think, you know, what's 5-10 seconds of my life saying hello to somebody? That's just nothing, man. And how cool is it? People normally just come up and go, hey, you're really funny. What's wrong with that? Or, hey, where's your shirt from? You know, that kind of thing. Or, One time I had it in Edinburgh, at the Edinburgh Festival. A guy came up and said, "I loved your show, man. I'll never forget you, man. That was like the best show I've ever seen. I'll never forget you, Al Ditcher." So he'd forgotten my name already. I've had a few times where I think people are looking at me, and it was somebody really famous behind me. So, but yeah, it's cool. I love it. So I think it's a nice part of my job when people say stuff. Got a couple of messages as well, the drunk as well. And I got a couple of messages about the story about Black Deck, and people liked it. So there's quite a few more listeners who didn't get back. So I'm still not that sure if people did like it. The majority, because the majority.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He did not answer. That's what I need to say. So all is good. All is good. Another interruption. Hello.
I finished soon.
You finished soon. Why are you whispering?
Because I don't want to interrupt you.
You're not interrupting me by speaking, but when you come up and go, it sounds like there's a little ghost that's just appeared. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, door then.
Hey, door.
Puss, puss.
But I was just dancing if you were finished.
Okay. I can't believe I've continued with this this pod today. I think a lot of you must be aware of parenting pressure. You know, or maybe I should be with the child, but I've kind of started it. And you know what? I'm enjoying it. And I'm thinking, maybe this dude should have a bigger role. Maybe he should be on a lot more podcasts, because what he's providing at the moment is not interruption, more intrigue, more updates. He's like a live little Facebook for kids. That's what they are. They're always coming up, always telling you stuff and starting stories and continuing the stories, but starting. And there was this time... And there was this time, and there was this time, and I love it. Because when you know that, when it's almost like the record is stuck, and you're like, just move, just get on to the next bit. There was this time, and they're trying to remember all the time. I love it. And I go, what is this time? So, talking of bizarre, I always say bizarre, but kind of strange things. And it's happened to me a couple of times. Headphones, right? You know, the whole... headphone phenomenon. Have you heard of it? You know, the old thing, the old plug in, get the old sounds in the ear. You've probably got them on right now. But on the way up to Sundsvall on the train, a guy just sort of got on and then just started watching a documentary on his phone with no headphones. So he was just, it was absolutely bizarre. So he was just in his own world, like he was at home. I was expecting him to like take his clothes off and just sit there in his underpants. I mean, what fuckknuckle does that? You know, I can understand when you're 11 and you're, you know, you're with the gangsters, y'all, you know, and you're all listening, you're listening to that music, you know, that kind of...
I need the scissors.
You need the scissors. There we go. Another interruption. Heckled. And there we go. There's another classic bit of picture parenting there. Giving a pair of scissors to a sick child. That's not very good, is it? But he'll be all right. You'll be all right, won't you? Thank you. Listening to everything he is. Listening to everything. So I must be careful to not say the wrong thing that he will remember for the rest of his life. So yeah, and you're on. And I can understand 11, 12-year-old kind of, you know, that kind of, I can understand it. Still annoys me, and I'm still very Swedish in that sense where I won't get involved. I'll just sit there raging like, I want to say something, but I don't. Which is not good of me, you know. I really think you should sort of say, hey, excuse me, Ursäkta, can you just turn that off? Or, you know, or you can, I suppose you've got that license to go, you know, when they're like, to go in and go, dudes, turn that off. But again, it becomes it's a language thing, and you feel really old doing it, you know. Hey, young people with the future and hope in your lives, why don't I just tell you to calm down and be boring? But it's not boring, is it? It's just a pain in the ass where you have to listen. And every time, it's never a good song, you know? The music, when people just come on with their phones playing it, never a tune where you go, oh, what's that? Can I get the details? The details. Could I get the recording label on that one, please? Good tune, brother. It's just noise, and then that irritation, you know. It's the whole falling down, you know, Michael Douglas. You could just go absolutely bananas with that. But there's actually a guy in Christchurch in New Zealand where I studied, and he was that says on a pirate adventure back soon. You put that on your door for your bedroom, so people come up and they see that you're not there, it's for no one to come into your room. Ironic, that, isn't it, that you're showing me that and keep on coming into this room. That's ironic, isn't it?
But that's a good idea to do this.
Yep, great idea. Oh my god.
Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. Hey, Dora. See you soon. But generally love that guy. Absolutely funniest person I've ever met. And has no shame, no fear. One of those kids that just goes up to people and goes, what's wrong with your nose? You know, that kind of... that. Child honesty, which I just absolutely adore. So the headphone thing. There's a guy in Christchurch in New Zealand where I studied. He's called the Radio Man, and he just walks around with a radio. It's almost like, I mean, in New Zealand it's so small. If you've got some kind of quirk, you know, some kind of little weird thing that you do, like, you know, no shoe man or something like that, or hair gel boy, you know, that kind of thing, or two skirt lady, you know, it's not that difficult, you know. I think one of the front page of New Zealand's newspaper once was man sees duck or something, just a man pointing to the sky, in the late 70s. So yeah, this radio man guy, he just walks around. You're going to guess this, aren't you? You've got it already. You're way ahead of me. Walks around with a radio, and it's just blasting. It's just full-on radio. And then my mate saw him in a cafe, and he turned the radio off, and he was really normal. But that was never proven that Radio Man was actually quite a normal man. But... I like that kind of madness as well, because, you know, that world that they're in must be, they always seem very happy, don't they, you know? You know, like you are making me so happy at the moment, Frank. All who enter will walk the plank.
What did that mean?
It means if you're naughty on a pirate ship, you have to walk the plank. You know, the plank of wood off the ship. Mm-hmm. You walk, you go fall into the water, and a shark attacks you.
Hello?
Yep, like TikTok, like crocodile, you know.
But in our film, it's a big tic-tac. Tic-tac?
Tic-tac. In Svensk. Tic-tac.
Yeah, tic-tac, tic-tac, tiki-tiki, tic-tac.
Tick, tick, tic-tac. So this is the kind of fun, you know, if you're thinking, do you know what, should we have children? This is the kind of shit you get down with. I really hope this has been all right, because it's obviously been all over the place, but we've had little interruptions. But I love this little dude, and I think he's like a little kind of Terminator. He just keeps on walking back up and saying stuff. I like it, you know? So yeah, the headphones. So the radio guy. But I actually had a moment where I accidentally became that 11-year-old. I was on a train to Norrköping, I think, and I had my laptop and I had headphones, and it was like a documentary I was watching, and it had to be kind of loud. It was one of those recordings, right? And I started to kind of listen in, obviously, like you do. But I hadn't plugged in the headphones, but I still had the headphones, the little white, you know, the ones, the Apple ones, in my ears, and it was playing. But what I didn't realize is it was just playing, so everybody could hear it. Now, did anybody say anything? Fifan, nay, 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 they did not. Not even, there was a couple of weird looks, you know? That kind of look of when you give someone when they've walked, you know, they've got dog shit on their shoe and they've walked inside, you know, just inside as well. The old Swedish, you wouldn't be allowed into the actual area with shoes on. That's proper lockdown, isn't it? Wow, how annoyed do you people get with that? You go in with the shoes on and you take, there's just a little border, isn't there? Just as you get there, there's just this little bit where you have to stop, or else the friendship, the family could break. It's like, nay, 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 you know, like that. And you have to stop and you take your shoes off, or else. So yeah, that same look as though you've walked. And then I just continued, and, you know, I felt very empty afterwards. I felt very... you know, when you, I'm not, I don't mind getting in front of like 300, 400 people and telling jokes, you know, I love that. That doesn't worry me. That doesn't embarrass me. That doesn't freak me out. I love it. The adrenaline, the rush of doing it is pretty cool. But if I do something like that, that's what freaks me out, you know. If I'm on the toilet and someone opens the door, that freaks me out. If I walk around and I get home and I smile and there's a bit of lettuce in my teeth, that freaks me out. I don't know why I keep on saying that freaks me out, as though it's kind of some kind of soft rap. This week I am. I've got no shows. I've got a couple of. I'm doing a couple of company shows actually, which will. It's always a different kind of discipline, you know. But they will be fun. And then the following week, busy times. I've got February the 6th. I've got Linköping Comedy Festival. Now, this is a new festival in Linköping. First time ever. Guy behind it is Ben Kersley. And he's trying really hard to make it really, really great. So, if you're in Linköping, go and see. There's two nights. There's the 5th and the 6th. I'm doing not even the night. I'm doing a show at midday at 12 o'clock, and it's called Little Things. So that will be about anything and everything, and it'll be fun. It'll be kind of old ideas with a few new ideas. So come to that, but go to other shows as well, of course. And then I finish at 1 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock, I get straight on a train. Straight on a train. How dramatic is my life? I go straight on the train with my headphones not plugged in. And I go to Halmstad. So I'll be in Halmstad. So that's something to look forward to. But I will be doing another podcast probably Thursday. These ones are shorter. I've got told that the best listening time is about 25, 27 minutes. So I'm trying to aim around there. I don't know how long this has been, but we're trying to do that. And then I'll do 2 a week. And let's see how it goes. Give me feedback. Give me love. Enjoy your Monday. Shit day, isn't it? Tuesday's always a crap day for me. Because Wednesday, you're like 3 out of 5. Thursday, the weekend's, Friday's nearly there. And Friday speaks for itself. But Tuesday, you asshole. Tisdag. It just sits on its own, doesn't it? It's not even Monday. I mean, even Monday, you're like, oh, no, FIFA. But Tuesday is just sitting there on its own. Tuesday's the one that goes to the toilet and just sits there for ages. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't let anybody in. Okay, so Frank, would you like to say goodbye to people? Nope, okay, awkward. Would you like to say goodbye?
Bye-bye.
Say say your joke about the ketchup.
No, I don't want to.
Don't want to, no jokes? Have you got any advice for people who are older? Live life and be happy? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I don't.
No advice? How do you live your life?
Good.
Just good. And interrupting. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you soon. I will see you Thursday or Friday morning with a new pod. Any questions? And there might be a few questions after this unique, shall we say, podcast where a child has messed up everything I wanted to say.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.